games, now you finally get to come back in your own stadium, the home opener. How excited are you and the rest of the team to not have to be on point this week?
We're excited. You know, I think that we had a lot of fun going on the road. It's tough playing on the road and winning in the NFL. To be able to come out 2-0 after two road trips is very exciting for us. But to be able to come home and play in front of a home crowd with a lot of buzz in the air and hopefully in front of a lot of home fans, it's a lot of fun.
Ryan, when you mentioned a lot of buzz in the air, how do you pick that up? I mean, from neighbors or from Twitter? How do you pick up the buzz among fans because people are excited?
I don't really know exactly how or exactly that there is a lot of buzz in the locker room, I guess I should say. You know, I heard a couple weeks ago before the season even started that we were expecting a big crowd for our home opener, so I guess that's how I get in front of a lot of fans. But, you know, anytime a team starts out 2-0, usually the general excitement level rises a little bit. So, you know, to be able to come home and play a good team, good Atlanta team at home, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Do you have a concept or a grasp of what it would mean to go to 3-0 and the excitement that would build among the fans and how starved the fans are for a fast start like that? Do you have any sense of that?
I don't have a sense of the fans, but I have a sense of this team. And that's the next step for this team is we got off on the right foot. We started in the right direction. But we have a lot of work to do, and we've been working hard this week. We just had a long practice today, a long full padded practice, and got a lot of work done, and we're excited about the game plan. Going to face a good team, but we're excited about what we're doing and looking forward to a competitive game on
Talk
Sunday.
About your play and what you're doing better this year than last
year? I don't know specifically what I'm doing better, but I feel a lot more comfortable at the line of scrimmage. You know, we're moving the ball, we're converting third downs. I think all that plays a big factor into it. And we have great guys on the team that are making plays for me. You know, it's not really, I wouldn't say that I'm doing anything special. You know, the offensive line's giving me time. The running backs ran the ball well last game. Mike made a bunch of plays. You know, we have playmakers on the field. Just got to get them the ball.
You know, completion percentage is really what jumps out at me is one of the things that you've improved on this year. Is that by nature of just you being more accurate, you know, maybe the scheme being a little better? I mean, what is it that's improved your efficiency?
I can't tell you exactly what it is. I'm more comfortable. You know, the guys are catching the ball really well, which obviously helps. Offensive line's giving me time. And I think being comfortable in the pocket is a big part of it. You know, you're not moving your feet, you know, being inaccurate with your feet. And I think that's the biggest thing is throwing the football accurately is having good feet. And if you're moving around constantly when you shouldn't be, that's going to lead to inaccurate throws.
Are throws easier for you this year than they were last year?
It's the same throw, you know, but if you set your feet, I guess it's an easier throw.
You mentioned comfort a few times there, that you feel more comfortable. Where's that come from? Is it just time and experience, or are there specific things happening around you that make you feel more comfortable?
I think time and experience. I'm confident in the guys around me making plays. It's my second go-around at everything, so everything moves a little slower, especially pre-snap, so I'm able to see things and identify things and know where to go with football.
Ryan, you had a good idea, obviously, what you were getting when Mike Wallace came to town. Is there something
he's a better route runner than I think that he gets credit for a lot of times. You know, coming in, I think everyone's just saying, oh, deep threat. Of course, he brings that to the table. He has tremendous speed and is able to get downfield for us. But he's improved a lot in his route running just since he's been here. We're comfortable with him running any route in the playbook. So he's not just a deep threat. He's an all-around receiver.
Sometimes you hold on to the ball a little too long. When you got sacked, like a face with that again, did you feel the O-line, or you just thrown it away?
Yeah, I had one in the game where I had all day. You know, we repped the practice. I repped the play in practice several times, and obviously it played out well in practice. It didn't play out so well in the game, and, you know, I didn't have the right reaction to get rid of the ball. And that's what it comes down to. The offensive line did a great job giving me all day to throw, just a matter of getting the ball out. Matt's a great player. You know, he's done a lot of good things in this lead. Has led his team to a lot of wins, and I think that's the biggest thing is, as a quarterback, that's what you're judged on is the number of wins you get. So he's done a great job. He's always competitive and puts his team in a chance to win at the end of the game.
For years, this franchise has been about playing tough defense and scoring enough points to win. That script
I wouldn't say that our team culture is more offensive based. We have a lot of confidence and a good defense. You know, we didn't score a lot of points in the second half in Indy, and defense held them to, I think, a field goal. So, you know, it's a balance of offense and defense. You know, offensively, we would like to score more points, obviously. We should have scored more than we did in the second half. But the defense did a great job of stepping up and holding them to a field goal. So it's not going to be the offense pulling the weight or the defense pulling away. It's got to be a balance of both, and you have to complement each other.
You know, both games you've had at least three guys catch five balls or more. I mean, is it a fun offense to be playing in right now where you've got a lot of weapons spreading the ball around?
It's a lot of fun. You know, I have great guys around me that are making plays. You know, you have a weapon on every facet of the offense. Running backs catch the ball well. Receivers all have individual things that they bring to the table. And when you get an offensive line that gives you time, it's a lot of fun. No, not at all. Sweet! Hold on, let me answer that one. So Charles Clay, you know, we knew when we lost Dustin that he was going to have to step up and play a big part in the offense. And I've seen a lot of Clay over the last 2 years. You know, maybe it didn't always play out in the games like we saw in practice, but we saw his ability flash, making big plays in practice, and now he's finally being able to step up and do it in a game.
Brian, what are you seeing in Atlanta's defense as you break down the film compared to what you've faced the last 2 years?
They're a good defense. They throw a lot of looks at you. I think that's the biggest thing is disguising. You know, they want to confuse the quarterback, confuse the offense, and show you one thing and then spin to the other thing. You know, bring everyone down, roll a guy back late. So they're going to throw a lot of different looks at us, and we just have to handle them and get the ball out.
Ryan, not to be a jerk here, but you say that you're more comfortable in the pocket now, but you guys have given up 9 sacks. How is that possible? I mean, what does your comfort come from?
Well, the one we just talked about, obviously, was all the time in the world. It's completely on me. There's been a couple where I just need to step up a half step, and it's not a sack at all. So it's not like that I'm getting pressure from everywhere, and every time I drop back that I'm getting pressure. You know, it's maybe on me, you know, just to step up and underneath the pressure and step into the pocket. And, you know, if it's on me, then I can't, you know, half those sacks probably are on me. So you can't look at it just as a number and say, oh, you're giving up 9 sacks. The offensive line has given up 9 sacks. You know, it's a team game, and if I don't step up, then it's my fault.
Ryan, you're talking about Charles Clay. How have you seen him become a playmaker in the offense, and especially in the last 2 games?
He's really stepped up. You know, he brings a lot to the table with his athleticism and speed, catches the ball really well, and does a really good job blocking. You know, I don't think he gets a lot of credit for blocking, but he is a really good blocker and uses his leverage well. So we're excited to use him in our offense, and he's a weapon. You know, when you pair him with, you know, Mike and Brandon and Hardline, you know, there's four weapons out there, so it's tough to take them all away.